there has been confirmation that Adelaide Crows coach Phil Walsh has been murdered. This is not a drill. This is not a joke.
This is unbelievable.
I don't know what else to say.
Our game is in mourning today, and I speak for the whole of the AFL, our clubs, our players, and our staff in passing our deepest sympathies to Phil Walsh's family and friends. He was a man of boundless energy, enthusiasm, and great intelligence.
The man was finally finding his feet in what was going to be a very demanding job as an AFL coach, and it's over. It's just not right.
Coming through is Walsh. A hand pass from Walsh to Richardson. Back to Walsh again. Can the winger score? It's a great goal!
We often jovially say that we were the bad news bears, but Walshy certainly wasn't bad news. I mean, he was a very hard-working, driven footballer.
Anyone who's done what I've done probably deserves the chance to be a senior coach. I'm 54 years old. I tell my kids to chase their dreams. Probably don't want to look back 70 years old and think, what might have been?
He's had, I guess, such a long involvement, over 20 years, and when you do that, you end up spreading your wings, and he's been involved. I think he played at three clubs and he's coached at four. So there's seven clubs out there that he's had an impact on.
20 years an assistant. He got his break this year. The Adelaide Crows, and he had them tracking in a very, very good position, and he's crossed the great divide from Port Adelaide, the arch-rival Adelaide, and everywhere he's done wonderful things, but yeah, this is just a terrible situation.
Phil was a real football guy, unbelievable.
Oh, his strength of character, he's a pretty strong individual, as I said, very passionate about the game. Even though he's a strong, and has strong opinions, he was a reasonably giving person as
well. We have what I'd call man conversations. Yesterday we actually met as a senior leadership group with Darren Glass, and the CEO, and we put it all out on the table. We had a man conversation and we got on with it. That's how we do business.
Walsh had cheated death in October 2012 while on holidays in Cusco, Peru. That accident changed him. Walsh became even stronger mentally, didn't drink, and rode his bicycle to work because he said life was too short to spend it in a car.
I'm a career coach, and I've decided to take the next step. You know, anyone who's done what I've done probably deserves the chance to be a senior coach. Success doesn't come looking for you. You've got to chase it.
He was the coach of the football club that you want. You know, he's a coach, he's a leader of men. Unambiguous, straight up and down, clear messaging, inspiring, genuinely cared. And we started a journey not that long ago under Phil. And his leadership, and it's a journey that our playing group already, in fact the club, are determined to see through.
Great art comes out of a level of frustration, and when I was in Amsterdam I did go to Van Gogh's museum, and I'm not an art critic. There's a man with great frustration, and I looked at that painting, Sunflower, and for a bogan from Hamilton like myself, I could actually see beauty in that frustration. So although our fans are frustrated, we're frustrated, we like to think there's some masterpieces still to be painted this year.
The impact that Phil Walsh has had will be remembered forever.